Hi, you guys. Welcome to Only the Guilty Get Offended. This is Kwa. And we got RJ with us.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So, on today's episode, we are going to be talking about safe spaces. And what does a safe space mean to us? And yeah, so let's go.
So, you know, we've been talking about in the last few episodes, trust, communication,
right?
Honoring our feelings. You know, we were talking about, you know, my situation and how I didn't speak up mm-hmm. and how I had all these feelings. And I noticed that actually this is something, you know, despite me, you know, having a reputation of, you know, speaking my mind and this, that, and the other, you know, I tend to not speak up for myself a lot.
Right.
You know?
I think a lot of us do that.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, when you don't like something, you know, saying it and being okay and acknowledging, you know, those feelings. But it's like what I was thinking about is like, okay, well, why am I not? Why do I feel like in one instance I can, you know, just come out of my mouth and say whatever it is I need to say, and in the other I'm like, you know, cat got your tongue? So
I feel like when it comes to like our needs and like emotional needs being met, like it's uncomfortable. Especially when you are the type of person who is used to giving yourself that, you know, like when you're used to supporting yourself and not asking for help and just basically relying on yourself to fulfill your emotional needs, it's very hard for you to even
think about asking somebody else to contribute to that.
Because you already have it in your mind that I have to take care of my emotional needs and another person can't meet them. I think is what the underlying belief is when we operate like that. I know it may have been for me, like, I never felt safe enough with a person to even let them handle my emotional needs or be able to express myself in such a way where I felt like it was okay to be vulnerable. But as I said, when we talked on the last episode, I feel like a lot of the safe space part and trust is having to do with yourself first.
Right. So another thing that I was thinking about is like, it feels almost like it's easier sometimes to just not say anything.
Right.
Because, you know.
Oh, like, Lord, oh, Lord. Go ahead.
No, like even little things, even like right now, at my job, for example, you know, I want to ask for a raise, you know, and I feel like I deserve it. You know, I've been there for 5 seasons, you know, I'll be back next year for 6. And in all honesty, you know, I feel like I need to be making some more money. You right. know, I'm still making like entry level wages, and that's, so I say all that to say, you know, in the past, I feel like when people have, you know, brought issues up, you know, regarding one thing or another, you know, the response was, you know, from the boss was kind of emotionally driven, like their feelings were hurt, so they kind of were like acting out in authority. So now I'm nervous about, you know, not wanting to, because I do want to work, you know, and I want them to understand that.
So you're nervous about what the reaction is going to be to you communicating what you need.
Exactly. Based on
what you've seen happen in the past.
Exactly. But the fact of the matter is, it's like, me being afraid of that doesn't change my situation.
Right, because you still have a need that needs to be met. You need more money.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, this is like the uncomfortable part where, like, how the brain goes, like, you know, it's just constantly creating a narrative and playing out scenarios in our head. But we never really know how it's going to go until we actually get in it and do it. So, I feel like that I love, this is how I honestly feel. I love the idea about safe spaces and all of that good stuff. But this is just what I feel. We're not always going to have, it's not going to always be a guarantee that the space will be safe. And that's why I always bring it back to self, because when you're safe within self, it doesn't matter what situation or, you know, what the response may be, because you know that you still honored yourself. So I think that, like, from a place of empowerment, maybe instead of waiting for someone to provide a safe space, we can kind of transform that into a brave space.
Oh, I like that. Hashtag brave space.
Brave space. And I feel like, because when we think about it as a brave space, we're jumping out. And we're putting ourselves out there, but we're being brave and courageous. So no matter what the outcome may be, it's going to give us growth because we're still putting ourselves out there.
Right. Right. And then I saw a post on Facebook that says, you know, focus on your effort and not the result.
Right. Right.
So, and I think that's
an effort every day, like steps, even baby steps, you're still moving. Like the little stuff, that's, you know, that's why I was saying on the, you know, going towards the new year, like folk, like celebrate the small successes, the little accomplishments, you know, because those are important. Because if you only measure the big stuff, you're, come, like, really think about it, how often, like, the big stuff, like, it take too much time, like, you know, like, so much stuff happening in between, like.
Okay, so let's take a moment to honor one or two small things that, you know, in the last week.
Oh, Lord.
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'll go first. So, I have two things. So, one thing is, I have finally started to get back in my regular routine. Like, you know, like I actually, because for, let me explain. Because this summer, a lot of things, like I wasn't really feeling my apartment. So I didn't really feel like cooking. And then, you know, at the time, you know, my money was kind of right. So I was like mainly eating out. And I did like that for the whole summer, all the way to the end of the year, all the way up into the end of 2019. And, you know, since I moved into my new apartment, townhouse, you know.
Hey.
I've been cooking. Last night, I did my meal prep. I got my meal prep ready in the kitchen. So I got lunches, dinners set up. So that's going to give me, like, and, you know, me being organized like that, it gave me time to get into bed before 2 a.m., I got in the bed, you know, I usually be in the bed 2, 3, you know, so it gave me time to get in the bed by midnight. And it gave me some time to be able to write down a few notes for the podcast, which I never write anything down. I'm trying to practice and get better at writing things down and, you know.
Yes. Okay.
Those are my small accomplishments that are making me very happy right now.
Good. Small accomplishments. What is it? What day of the year is it yet? What day today, we on?
Today is January 8th.
Dang, we're 8 days into the new year. So, okay. I secured a venue for the second annual Empowered Women Conference is going to be in March 21st. It's going to be an all-day conference. So So that was something that I did. I did that. And it was pretty, it just the way that went, it was just good. What is another small success that I have had? I started a fast on January 2nd. Okay. It's called the Daniel Fast, and I've been doing it with my church, and fasting is something that I do by myself for spiritual purposes. Fasting is basically you sacrificing what you kind of want, and
not kind of, but do.
Yeah, not kind of, but do, but sacrificing what you want, basically. And, you know, it's so much entailed into it. I do it, though, because I feel like I get spiritually stronger and my mind is strengthened, and I become disciplined, and I just feel like overall, like I just feel better. So with the Daniel Fast I'm doing, this is the second year that I'm doing it. But basically, I haven't been able to eat any meat, any dairy, or any sugar. And, you know, in the beginning, the first couple of days, I was struggling a lot. But I like, you know, around day three, I was feeling like better. I was feeling real strong. And honestly, like, I felt like my creativity was increasing. Mm-hmm. And then like around yesterday or whatever, like yesterday wasn't a good day. Like I started out good. I think what I think why it wasn't a good day is because how you just said that you have like a routine. I didn't do my routine yesterday. Yesterday I stayed home. And so I stayed home with the baby, and like I tried to like, you know, do everything from home and kind of like work from home. And usually when I'm not at my nursing job, I would go to the library and work on like my personal stuff, whether it be, you know, whatever developmental courses that I'm in, or the podcast, or like just, you know, planning kind of what my next move is going to be, constantly creating, writing. I'd be in the library every day that I'm not at work, trying to do something to still build myself. And so yesterday I stayed home, and the day started out good. Like, you know, I didn't eat, like, you know, I made my breakfast, and I was well, and da 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 da. And then I just feel like somewhere in the middle of the day, like I started becoming like irritated, and like my mind started hurting, and like I just felt like I was under attack. Like,
oh no.
Like it was just crazy. So anywho, to make a long story short, I had an egg roll. And like the egg roll is fried or whatever. And like, you know, like and the truth is like, yeah, I fed my flesh and how I'm gonna look at it is it happened and I started over today and it is what it is. Like, I'm not a quitter. And my goal is to continue to do the best that I can for 21 days. I'm on day 7 and I got 2 more weeks, and it's just, I'm going to try to do the best that I can. Yesterday wasn't a good day. And I'm not going to say it wasn't a good day. I had a not good moment. You understand? Right. It wasn't a not good day. It was a not good moment. And I'm not going to beat myself up about what happened yesterday. Today is a new day. But also, I also wanted to say this fact that I cannot have no tea. Listen.
Tea.
I can only drink water on this fast, but I'm a tea drinker. I drink tea every day, a couple times a day. I love tea. I got my favorite tea cup that I bring with me everywhere. Like, so this not tea. This no having is tea. Like, I miss my tea. I miss my tea, and I miss my tea. That's most importantly, I think, what I miss is my tea.
Well, that's, you know, that's not a bad thing to miss.
The meat thing, like, clearly is easy to make chicken, blah, 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 blah. So, like, the meat is okay. I go through periods of time where I don't eat meat all the time. Like, So, like, that's not really, like, the greatest struggle. Oh, cheese. I'm missing cheese and my eggs and my grits, all of that stuff. I am. But, like I said, it's going to be there. And it's going to be there when I'm done. And plus, I just feel like my sacrifice will be, I know, like, my sacrifice is going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it.
Yeah, so completely, like, a little bit side note, but since you are saying, you can eat fruits and vegetables, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, getting fresh fruits and vegetables is really expensive. So, since while you're on this fast, my sister, she just told me about this app or website or something like that, and I think it's called Imperfectly Perfect or something.
I think
like
I heard about that, and they deliver like fresh fruits and vegetables for cheaper price, right?
Yeah, but that's because like they're imperfect, you know, like
they're like, not, you know, the best.
No, the quality and everything is fresh, but like, for example, like you might have a carrot with two pieces. You might, 2-for-1 special. When you see that in the grocery store, you're going to be like, nah, I don't want that.
Right.
Or you might see a lemon that's like, you know.
That's my thing about, that makes sense though, because that's what my question was when, like, I seen that, like, you know, you could do like, you know, what is it? The thing where you do your cart and you could go pick it up right from the store or whatever. My thing was like, I do order like fruits and vegetables and stuff and I like it fresh.
Yeah, but it's like,
y'all can't pick it how I'm going to pick it.
Exactly.
So that, like, you know, I'll be questionable about deliveries and stuff.
Right, because you know, these people, a lot of the time, and I know, like, because I make deliveries too. Like, sometimes I don't care. I want you to get your stuff, but like, I don't care.
If the order right, if I got ketchup.
Right.
So yeah, so I think
I'm just the middle person. That's between you and the store.
So I think that, like you said, like just getting in a routine, and you guys, like, you know, for the beginning of the year already, like maybe try to do that. Like, I think that how your day goes depends a lot on how you start it. So it's just crazy, like, how I felt like, okay, I'm going to work home and do everything I need to from home, but I feel like I'm more distracted when I don't go out. And I feel like when I stay home, like, I don't get done everything that I need to get done. I was able to get a lot of emails and stuff out because now that I've secured the venue, I'm in the process of contacting, you know, reaching out. So, I'm reaching out. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think that's just because I feel like your home is your
my relaxation place. Yes. Exactly. So exactly. When I'm home, like, there. I'm not, and I say that, like, my home, speaking of
office.
Yes, my home, but look, I have a mobile office. My like, my home is my safe space. So right. I guess I affiliate that with just chilling and relaxing. And so what I do is, like, my little mobile office, I have my book bag and I have, like, all my, like, manila folders and, like, you know, big orange envelopes that I carry in my book bag. So of all my stuff, all my projects that I'm working on, like, just everything, and I have it all organized and I carry it with me. So whether I decide to go, some days I'll go to Barnes and Noble and, like, I'll just be posted up in there all day. I'll have my, you know, because I'm not drinking my tea right now, I've been doing hot water and lemon. So yeah. It's not giving me the tea vibes all the way, but it's still the warmness and the...
And you the lemon.
And the lemon. So it's, I'm finding a way to compromise.
Yeah.
So, but I... So, like, you know, when my routine is, I'll either go to Barnes & Noble or I'll go to the library. And those are, like, my favorite places to go because I love being around books. Like, I just do. They give me life. And I just feel so inspired when I'm around so many stories. And it pushes me to continue to do what I do. So I love to go to, the library or Barnes & Noble and just sit in the books and get me my little chair, plug my laptop in, and get to work.
Yes, I'm so excited about that.
And also another, not even another small success, but, like, I feel like, honestly, that I'm wrapping up my book.
Oh.
And, like, as I'm continuing, like, right now I'm in a process of, like, structuring and, you know, editing and, like, getting things organized the way that, in a good way or whatever, But as I'm just reading and just seeing, I'm like, this is really, 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 like, good. And I'm just very, very much proud of myself because this book has been inside of me for a long time. And it just, the way that time has happened, like, now is, like now, it couldn't be a better time.
Right.
Because I feel like that part of my life is fulfilled and done and closed. I feel like that was my wilderness season. This book is about my time in the wilderness. And I feel like I moved out of that because I don't even have to operate in that manner anymore, you know?
Yes, I like that. Your time in the wilderness.
Yeah, my wilderness time. My wilderness seasons. And I went through a lot and learned a lot. And I, you know, I cried a lot of silent tears and went through a lot of silent suffering. And, you know, I had a conversation with my sister and she says, like, you know, when I talked to her about, you know, feelings and these things and these thoughts that I've battled, she says, like, you know, you would have never thought that a person like you would be, like, going through all of this stuff mentally that you were. And I'm like, you know, I'm not, like, it's that's that where you come from, where I've come from is we don't complain and we don't cry and we just handle and deal with it. And now I'm getting to a place where I'm handling and dealing with it, but I'm crying too if I need to.
Yes.
I'm crying too if I need to because it's a release. So, you know, and I and that is just what is so important to me about self-love, a silent revolution is because all of this stuff that I endure silently, I know that it's so many people out there in the world that are having their own silent battles and battling their own stuff. And this is for y'all. So.
Yes. So, do you remember you were telling me about all of the things that you had going on? What else do you have going on?
Okay, so it's what we're on day 8. I have a couple opportunities that has been presented to me that I'm kind of like honored to even be considered. Next week on Tuesday, I'm not sure what the exact date is. Next week Tuesday, I think is going.
What's today? The 8th, and it's Wednesday. I don't know. Let me look at the calendar.
Yeah, I don't remember. But so next week, Tuesday, what is it, the 14th?
Yeah.
All right, next week, Tuesday, on the 14th, I have an interview with Connecticut Public Radio, and it's going to be me and one of the women that I am working with at Central, and it is in regards to being student parents. And I'm going to be sharing my story about being a student parent. And Brandy is what her name is. She invited me to be a part of the interview because we kind of have been working together with this organization or club at Central called It Takes a Village. And it's basically geared towards student parents and balancing school life with, you know, parent life, work life, all of that. And, you know, we meet, you know, twice a month, and, you know, we like have food, we're able to bring our kids, and we just like vibe out and kind of like talk about, you know, everything. It's like a support system. And like, you know, I met Brandy at a very difficult time, but school was crazy and hectic. So like this program, like this club, whatever, came right on time. And it just so happened that every time it ends up being like me and Brandy. And so it's like, it's just so crazy. I'm just very much so in support of it because I want women to believe that they can still pursue their education after having a child. I think that was one of the things that scared me the most when I found out that I was pregnant, is that I thought that a lot of my dreams would have to be put on hold. And that is true to a certain extent, but you, like, children, they give you, they can give you so much
motivation.
They do. And my son has given me a lot of motivation. I can't say that for everybody, though. They don't change everyone, but it just depends on the type of person that you are. Me, like, it don't take much, you know, for me to be motivated. So, but Chance just gave me motivation in the long term, where I was already Yes. motivated for myself, but he motivates me to think about the long term in his kids. So he kind of actually made me think of things that were more secure and logical for us to grow and for us to have longevity and security within our family, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I feel like that as far as taking it back to safe spaces, and I feel like that even with my writing, like, I knew that I used writing to, like, express myself for a long time because that is my, like, my safety. Like, I have the ability to write out what I feel, even though I have a hard time expressing it with my mouth. So writing was my safe way to create and to express myself. And, you know, writing my book was, like, it just gave me so much healing and revealed so many things to me and just answered so many questions that I found from writing. So I just feel safe within myself. And I know that this year, I'm not even sure exactly when the book is going to be released or published or whatever. But I do know that I feel safe enough within myself to share my story and be okay with whatever the response may be, you know?
Yeah, and that's brave of you.
Yeah. It's a good place to be, but it's a scary place to be as well. It's unknown. Like, anything unknown is uncomfortable. So, but like I said, with practice makes perfect, and I'm just trying to learn how to feel safe within my body, like, at all times, and just trusting myself and knowing that I am who God said I am, no matter what, and no matter what anybody else say.
Yes, I like that. That's good. I need to, like, for example, you're saying writing, like, that's your safe space. I feel like I need to identify, you know, what mine is, you know?
So you don't, like, think it's dance?
I mean, it could be, but do you remember we had this conversation? Like,
right.
You said this to me, and, you know,
because when, like, when people, like, and I say this to say, because when people are artists, you automatically assume what their art is how they, like,
release.
Yeah.
And I've been doing some digging, you know, and also a lot of my recent situations have, you know, shed some light on, you know, who I am, and have also corresponded with some of the things that I've read in the past that are now that I see it in my face, it's coming back. So I think that, well, let me say this first. Dance, I don't know. It could be. I think it is right now. Because, like, that's what I've been doing, but it's not dance. It's the work, you know. I think maybe that's my safe space. Like, whatever it is that I can do to, like, be working, because I like to work, you know. And, like, it's like you said, it's like, yes, I love to dance and I love everything. But like you said, like, I picked something and I said, oh, okay, I'm about to get good at this.
Right.
So I would have done that for anything.
So, like, okay, this is crazy. Like, okay, right. So this is what remember I told you, like, when we talk about, like, purpose and passion and stuff like that, I've learned that passion is not something that you, like, just love automatically. It's something that you grow to love. And it's something that you develop. Passion is something that's developed. Whereas, like, you know, like, our gifts, like, stuff that we're just good at is, like, comes natural. But things that we're passionate about, like, you know, because it takes work. So the honest truth is, I like to write because it's a way to release, but writing is not my passion. That is what the truth is. Like, it is becoming my passion, but if it was, I would want to write all day, every day, and not do da 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 da. But sometimes I have to find myself, like, I know that I'm good at it, and I know that it's a gift that he's given me, that I'm an amazing writer. However, it takes work, and writing is, like, really being honest with yourself. So, it's an emotional thing. So, like, I don't always like to do it because it makes me tap into the things that sometimes I don't want to tap into.
Right.
You know?
And it's the same thing for me at work. Like, you know, dancing, sometimes, you know, they say dancers are like actors too. And, you know, when you get a role, you know, whether it be dance or on the TV or whatever, and you have to, you know, portray this character or this emotion or this scene or whatever, it's like you have to like go to, like, you may have never felt that before, you know, or whatever, but you have to go to a real place, you know, and try to stir up whatever that feeling is that they're asking of you in that moment. You know what I'm trying to say? And that's hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and then not only that, but then for them to say, oh, well, you know, I didn't really like that. What? Can you do it again? And the thing is like, you have to do it again if you want people to believe you, you know?
Right.
And it's like, you don't want people to say, oh, you ain't no good.
Right.
You know? So at a certain point, like, that's what it takes.
Right.
So I think, you know, now in this conversation, maybe my safe space is, you know, my work, wherever I'm at, where I like to have a task, you know, I like to have things. I don't like, you know, I don't like busy work. I don't like that. I like things to be purposeful. Like, I need to know that, you know, this is going to yield a result.
But
sometimes that's a problem, but, you know.
And I think that we kind of go match with that too, because currently right now, like, I'm on break. I've probably been out of school, you know, 3 weeks or whatever. I'll go back to school in 2 weeks. We get a little 5-6 week break or whatever. And, you know, I'm thinking like, oh my God, school is just so crazy. I'm gonna just be relaxing and sleeping and da 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 da. But, like, listen, like, I'm working.
Yes.
And I just, it's natural for me because it's something that I naturally enjoy doing. And not working at my nursing job at the dang jail, I'm saying working for myself, working on myself, building my brand, building my vision, creating, writing, you know, just working on myself, working for myself. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that is a passion that I developed, and I developed that maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And ever since then, I've just been working on myself and learning as much as I need to learn. And that's why, like, what I'm doing, like, you know, like, every day I'm learning something. Like, you know, I'm sending out contracts to secure speakers, you know, creating agreements. And, you know, I got this, like, it's just so much different from when I did my event last year. Like, I was doing contracts and stuff, but now, like, because I've already done it before, I'm, like, more comfortable and familiar with it.
And then you can add a little, up the ante, add a little twist.
Yes, you know? So that's what I've been doing. So, like, now I got where, like, you know, like, I got, I have this this account, and, you know, I do, like, my business contracts or whatever, and I send everything, you know, through e-signature, and, you know, and just, like, you know, I get the notification, like, you know, okay, they signed the contract, and that's just, like, lit, because, like,
that's your business.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah, it's my, and I'm really, like, doing it every day, so those are kind of, like, those small successes, honestly, like, those little things that you don't think are relevant, but they matter because it lets you know that you're moving and you're still building. And what I'm seeing in front of me, no, I may not have my own office yet, but it will come. No, I don't have employees or blah, 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 but I'm still working hard every day as if I do. Because I'm building myself and I'm building an empire.
Look, you got one.
Me and you. We working together. Listen, partnership, baby. So, like, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, even just the fact that we're going to figure this out with the podcast. Like, and we, listen, you guys, like, I'm honest. I'm transparent. I'm not here to lead nobody astray. So, like, this, we're figuring this out. And my co-host lives across the country in Memphis, Tennessee, but we're going to make it work. And this is where we're starting. And like God said, I'm using what I have. And every day I'm just trying to figure out ways. How can I make the podcast better? How can I do this? Like, how can I brand it this way? So, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm really trying to take what my name is attached to serious because it's important to me, you know? Mm-hmm. So. But I feel like in regards to safe spaces, we kind of like pretty much like wrapped it up. I mean, we're pretty much wrapping it up. You guys, I also wanted you to remember to listen out on Tuesday. What is it? The 14th? The 13th?
The
14th. Tuesday at 8:50 a.m. I'm going to be doing an interview on Connecticut Public Radio. It's WNPR.org, and you can listen live. I'll be on at 8:50 a.m., you know, sharing my story about being a parent that's a student. And also, to my Windsor community, Windsor alumni Kimberly Joy, she is going to be recording her live album on Saturday, and I've posted it all on my social media, so you guys go look at my social media. I don't know the exact church. You can, if you follow her, you guys, you can go to her page, but go out and support her, share it. She's Windsor High alumni. I'm also a member of her family's church, and you know, Kim comes every Sunday that she's there, and she tear it down. She kills it. She kills it. She kills it. And honestly, the one of the main reasons why I go to that church is because of her voice and her worship, and the way that she sings blows my mind every time. So I definitely am in support of her doing this and her stepping out and, you know, creating. And I want you guys to go out and support her, even if you, however way you see fit. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. But other than that, we're going to wrap this up. And, you know, that was it for today for Safe Spaces. You guys, me and Ricky was talking about thinking about like doing an episode where we're live so we could kind of hear back from you guys. That's coming in the future, but that's just something that we're going to throw out there where we're going to go live. That way we could hear from you guys and you guys could kind of give us some feedback and give us some things to talk about, because we don't always want to just give you a topic about what we're going to talk about. We want to hear back from you guys and what you guys have questions on and, you know, opinions about stuff. So that's it. We'll hear from you guys soon. Thank you.
Bye.